Welcome to another installment of NIDA at Work, where scientists from the National Institute on Drug Abuse discuss key issues and initiatives in their areas of research on drug abuse and addiction. NIDA at Work is a production of NIDA Notes, your online source for the latest in drug abuse research.
Dr. Elizabeth F. Howell from the University of Utah School of Medicine discusses working on the National Advisory Council on Drug Abuse.
So as a member of the council, I'm supposed to go to the meetings 3 times a year. And in between our meetings, we will have some times that we review proposals, grant proposals that have already gone through a first level of review. The bottom line is we have to concur or not with what the first level of review people have done. You know, do we really concur with the decisions of the review committee? But we also get to comment on things like, are there concerns about human subjects, are there concerns about animal research, et cetera, et cetera. The meetings are always split, so the first half is, or the first day, is a closed session. But the following day is open to the public, and it is often, I think it's webcast, and it is really pretty well attended by members of the advocacy community, the professional organizations, and they can take the information from that meeting to their groups. By statute, there have to be 12 researchers, and I don't remember the exact language of how they're described, and then I think there's 6 members that are from the general public. As an educator and a clinician, what I learn about at the meetings really helps me bring back the latest trends in what people are considering to be helpful for addiction.
Thank you for listening to NIDA at Work. For the complete transcript of this interview, visit drugabuse.gov and search for NIDA at Work. If you have comments or suggestions, please email nidanotes@mail.nih.gov. NIDA at Work is a production of NIDA Notes, your online source for the latest in drug abuse research.